Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, Mishahayu Miksas Banav Tmeim, Miksasan Tahorim, Meniach is a Sela Vomer, Masha Torim Shoysin, Sela Zo Michalela Salav, Nimsa Tahorin, or Tmeim Shoysin Mikarecha. So, somebody who half of their children are Tame and half have been Metahir themselves, he can go place a sella down and say that which the Tehorim are drinking, this sella will be the credit line, so to speak, the Maaser Sheni credit line to draw from. And in such a way, you can find people who are Tame and Tahor drinking from the same pitcher. And the Maaser Sheni is working, at, like we said, as a credit line, as Michalel, as they drink. The Rav notes that this is not a case where the wine is both Maaser Sheni and Chulin and regular wine at the same time. Rather, once they've drinking it, the wine acquires the name of Maaser Sheni in a retroactive fashion. Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Lo yomar adam l'chaveru, a person should not say to his friend, Ha'al es ha'peros ha'elu Yerushalayim l'chalek. You can go and take all these Maaser Sheni peros up to Yerushalayim and sell them and use that money to cover my debt. Ella, Omer lo, ha'alam sh'nechon l'vinishtam b'Yerushalayim. We can go up and eat these fruits in Yerushalayim. Avon nosnim zeleza matnes chinam. But as we know from the first Mishnah, the first parak and the first Mishnayos in Maaser Sheni, everyone who's taking these payros, even if you're conducting a transaction, you have to say, these are yours, and the person with the money says, this is yours, but not in connection with the Maaser Sheni. Both of them have to be free gifts to each other.